أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين من عذاب شديد الذين يستحبون الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة ويصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا أولئك في ضلال بعيد صدق الله العظيم. These are the first three verses of Surah Ibrahim. Surah Ibrahim is a Makki surah revealed before the Hijrah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It contains by and large the three very basic fundamentals of our Iman: Tawheed, Oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Risalat, Nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, and Akhirat. But this surah revolves more around Risalat, the Nubuwat of Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, and it begins with the Quran and the Nubuwat of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says Alif Lam Ra. Allah knows best its meaning. Kitabun, this is a great kitab. Anzalnahu ilayk, that we reveal to you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One reason and a specific function that we had sent you onto this earth with this Quran, litukhrijan nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur, so that you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will take mankind out of adh-dhulumat, from the very many different forms of darknesses. One darkness is the darkness of kufr. One darkness is the darkness of shirk, ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala. One darkness is the darkness of nifaq and hypocrisy. One darkness is the darkness of sins. Another darkness is the darkness of bad manners, ill temper. All those darknesses Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent you so that you will take mankind out of all of that. Min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur, to nur. Nur is in its singular, dhulumat is in its plural. There are many different darknesses, however Nur is one, and that is the Nur of Hidayat, that is the Nur, the path towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Very beautifully, Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that this is an example that when there is a king that knows that someone has sunk into the ground, today we have the different minds and people getting stuck in those things. So that very compassionate king sends the best of his person to rescue those people out of that ground. This is that example Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the King of Kings, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent the best, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man was drowning, man was sinking into different darknesses that was prevalent at that particular time, kufr, shirk, and everything else that went with it. Now Allah Ta'ala sends Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to rescue all of mankind from that darkness. But this Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, bi-idhni rabbihim, by the idhn, by the command or by the permission of his Rabb. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made it easy for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discussed in Surah Yasin also that no matter what the situations were, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accomplished the task par excellent. Allah Ta'ala made it easy for him. Allah Ta'ala gave him the resources. Allah Ta'ala gave him that heart. Allah gave him that speech. Allah gave him that concern. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then rescued mankind from all these darknesses. One very important aspect, bi-idhni rabbihim, one is to show a person the path, and the other is to take the person to the destination. There's two type of guides. One guide will show you the road, the other will take you to the destination. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed the path, and our Allah then guided that heart, and our Allah took the person to the intended destination, and that intended destination in this dunya is Rida of Allah, and in the akhirah Jannatul Firdaus, bi-idhni rabbihim, by the idhn and the command of their Rabb. What is this noor? Ila noor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ila sirat. It is a tariq, it is a path. The path of whom? Al-Aziz, of the Almighty, Al-Hamid, most praiseworthy, Allah, that is Allah. This is something that we need to think about when we recite the Quran. Just go from the beginning. Bismillah, Allah's name, Ar-Rahman, and then Ar-Rahim, Allah's two qualities. Alhamdulillah, Allah's name, Ar-Rahman, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah's name, then Allah's qualities. Here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings his qualities, ila siratil aziz, al-aziz, al-hamidillah, al-aziz, the most high, al-hamid, the most praiseworthy, and then Allah ta'ala takes his name. Allah wants to show us that we have to recognize Allah. And to reach Allah, we recognize the greatness of Allah. We recognize that Allah Rabbul Izzat is the only praiseworthy being. And in doing so, then we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all the ni'mats. We recognize that all the ni'mats are from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then we will reach Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Alladhi lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. That Allah to whom belongs whatever is in the skies and the earth. وَوَيْلٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. And destruction be to the disbelievers, and their destruction will be a chastisement, a punishment that will be shadeed, that will be absolutely harsh, difficult upon them. Who are these disbelievers? الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. They are those who love and give preference to this material world over the akhirah. وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And secondly, they stop others from the path of Allah Ta'ala. Thirdly, وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجَا. They search for crookedness in the deen of Allah, in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They're looking for faults, and they bring about all these doubts, and they place it in front of mankind, so that mankind will not go towards the deen of Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ظَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. Allah Ta'ala says that these people are in a far away deviation. In other words, one is to deviate and one is to be far away in deviation, never to find the path. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.